thoughts on colony collapse disorder?
Colony collapse disorder in bees is an interesting phenomena, very serious because of its impact on food production, as well as just the environmental impact that that has on biodiversity and everything. It's characterized by three conditions. One is the bees are malnourished, especially for micronutrients, for manganese and cobalt, B12, and zinc, and copper. Those micronutrients, those are the same micronutrients that we're becoming very deficient in. The second is that there is plenty of food available in the hives, but the bees are dying and leaving because they can't digest it. Bees have an obligate requirement for two bacteria in the honey crop or the bee stomach in order to digest the protein and the pollen, and also to digest the honey and use it as an energy source. Those two bacteria are extremely sensitive to glyphosate at very low concentrations, at about less than a hundredth of the concentration that we're finding now in rainwater and even sometimes in the atmosphere. Are toxic to lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, so that the bees are starving because of the antibiotic activity of the glyphosate that destroys their ability to utilize that food reserve that they've accumulated. The third characteristic is disorientation and disruption of the endocrine hormone system, which both glyphosate and the neonicotinamide insecticides can bring about. Both of them disrupt the endocrine hormone system, so that you have, again, a compounding effect with the neonicotinamide insecticides and with glyphosate. But glyphosate impacts all three of those conditions. For one thing, pollen and plants are much lower in their micronutrient availability, so that there's less micronutrient available for the bees from a nutritional standpoint as they're foraging. Then you have the antibiotic activity, and then you have the endocrine hormone disruption and other aspects, so that when the bees leave the hive, they're disoriented, they're not able to get back to the hive, and they die pretty much more from starvation than they do from anything else. Now, when you take those two bacteria out of the bee stomach, you also remove its immunity to many of the other diseases and pests. So you have the Verona mite, you have European foul brood, you have the virus diseases, because you have a bee that's extremely weakened and is there with a bad case of AIDS without those bacteria to protect it and build up its immune system. So I think we'll see it's a multi-factored situation, but we'll see also as research continues to develop, and we see glyphosate in the honey, we see it in the pollen, we see it in the bee at levels that are much higher than would tie up the nutrients, the micronutrients, and destroy the gut microflora. So I think it's a matter of just connecting the dots a little closer than we have currently, but we'll see, I'm sure, a very close tie to our indiscriminate use of glyphosate in the system with colony collapse disorder.